This is Larry Overstreet reporting for Sun and Fun Radio on special assignment today in Oshkosh, Wisconsin at Sonics Aircraft with Mark Scheibel and John Monette, who have some exciting news to share about the new B model YX and Sonics and some other interesting things that you'll be seeing at Sun and Fun. John, tell us about the B models.
Hi, Larry, and thanks for coming up today. This is exciting news for us and Sonics to talk about the next step in the evolution of the Sonics design, and that's what we call our B models, and that affects both the Sonics and the YX design. Over the years, we've had a lot of experience with these airplanes since 1998, and we found that there are some things that our customers wanted, features that we wanted to incorporate over the years, so we finally took the bite and went back to the drawing board and came up with the B model.
What's different about them?
Well, a lot. And as we've developed this program, the original Sonics, of course, was a scratch-built airplane. As we had technology come along, we had laser cut parts and now CNC machine parts, which we've incorporated into the new airplane. So what we're really striving to do is not only make a roomier aircraft, but one that's much easier to build. And from the kit perspective, that means that we have billeted joints that and motor mount fittings that are easy to put together compared to the original design, which was a little challenging. We have a wider fuselage, and what we've really done is straighten the fuselage out to the firewall. Without increasing the frontal area of the airplane, we've incorporated this extra shoulder room and length of the fuselage. We've changed the seating so that the taller pilots have more room. The instrument panel is much larger than the existing airplane. We've got more fuel capacity. We've got a new rotationally molded tank that holds 20 gallons, so it has a lot more range. And, of course, the whole thing, because of the way the motor mount system is, that we can offer a bunch of different motor mounts for different engines that our customers may desire.
Now, in the past, you've supported the AeroV and a couple of different Jabru engines. What additional engines are you supporting now?
Well, that's a good point. Why we supported AeroV, of course, because it's my engine. You know, and
and a darn good one it is.
That's something I believe in. There are also people that are really fanatics for Rotax type engines, UL powered engines, and CAM and Jabru. So we're going to accommodate all those customers. Now we supply really good firewall forward support for our engines as far as how they're wired, everything else, including the Jabru and Kamet. But we know that individuals are going to make those changes that are used to doing something like the Rotax engine, etc.
Well, I know a lot of people will appreciate that. Also, you've got some other interior features, the center stick.
Yeah, the airplane has a center stick. It could be a Y stick or a straight stick, depending on the customer's joint. But we won't have the typical dual sticks. And what that affords us is an airplane that can easily be flown from the center. So big guys can have this like huge single place airplane if they want. But it's more comfortable. It's easily accomplished with the seating arrangement. But getting in and out of the airplane is a lot easier. One of the things that we do still have is our swing-over canopy. It's good enough for an F-16 and a YF-22, but the frame, everything that's built on the canopy is a lot more robust than our original design. An all billeted framework that's very, very cool, and it just makes the canopy installation so much easier. We have molded side panels for the airplane, which are not only can be used like they are, or they could be upholstered if an individual wants to do that. So creature comforts.
Very nice.
Heated seats.
I was going to say, I've heard a rumor that you have heated seats amazing to me.
Yeah, well, in the jet, we have heated seats in the jet. Of course, we're going to high altitude with that. And it makes a real difference that for us in the winter and everything, it just takes, it warms your butt a little bit. As everybody knows, it has a car with heated seats. They're really, really nice. And they draw very little amperage, so they're well worth it compared to a complicated cabin heating system.
Very nice, very nice.
Back to the B model for a minute. This will be the first chance that the public will really get to see the finished airplane. So we're going to do an official rollout ceremony on Tuesday morning at 9:30. And we have yet to decide exactly how we're unveiling the airplane. We'll try to make it interesting, but it's really a great opportunity for people to see the airplane. You know, it looks like a Sonics, but it looks just different enough. And I think that we've done a great job making it still a really attractive airplane. I think in a lot of ways it's even more attractive than the legacy models. So I also want to talk about how we're selling the B models and how we're supporting them and the legacy models, the Sonics and the YX. Now, in our announcement, people have noticed that the B models will be completely replacing the A model, if you will, or the legacy Sonics and YX airframes. That doesn't mean that that existing builders and aircraft owners are left there out there with no support. Of course, we continue to support the original aircraft. If you're a sub-kit builder, and let's say like you, Larry, you have a tail kit and a wing kit, and you still have yet to get your fuselage kit, of course, we will still be selling legacy model sub kits to support the completion of those builds. Again, if you have an existing product, we will support you, and we'll continue to support you with service parts for your completed and flying Sonics or YX.
To further expand on what Mark was saying, is that one of the things that we were really focused on is that keeping the really nice flight characteristics of the standard Sonics in this new design. And that's what really is why we've spent a lot of time working on and thought process into the improvements that we're making, make sure that we maintain that fine quality of flying that the Sonics has.
That sounds cool. You also have a transition training program. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how it works?
Yeah, so we have a transition training program through what's called a LOTA, a Letter of Deviation Authority, with the FAA. What that means is we are actually allowed to give dual flight instruction for hire in an experimental aircraft, and the purpose of that is transition training. So it's to get our builders prepared to fly their own Sonics aircraft. Most of our builders will come and fly the full course with us just shortly before their own projects are done, so that the experience is fresh in their mind. Of course, the insurance companies love it. Another great opportunity with the transition training program is you can come and get a short flight just to experience the airplane and really cement your decision whether or not Sonics aircraft is right for you. At some point over the next several months, the B model prototypes will have enough time flown off of them in test flight that they will be become eligible for T flight. So we hope to have that announced at some point this spring or early summer. And I know a lot of people want to jump on that as well.
Speaking of the jet, that's also going to be at Sun and Fun, right?
That's right. Bob Carleton's bringing it back. The Yellow Jet will be performing. There's three performances during a week, one night show. So it's going to be a fun week to see that airplane go through its paces.
That'll be cool. Mark, what else is going on at Sun and Fun with Sonics?
Yeah, well, first of all, we have twice the booth space this year. We're still in the same position as last year at in the Northeast Exhibit Area, booth space 11. Or, I'm sorry, booth space 29. We've added 11, the one right next to us at the end of that row. So we'll have more visibility and be able to catch more foot traffic, and people will get a better view of the airplanes, especially the new B model. We'll have some forums this week, including we hope to have Bob Carleton talk about flying air show in the Subsonics on Friday morning at 9 o'clock, and that'll be interesting. This is the second year of Bob's performances of the Subsonics at Sun and Fun. Of course, he debuted the Subsonics in air show performing at Sun and Fun last year, and the 2015 season in the Subsonics was really successful for him. He had 8 or 9 shows through the whole 2015 season, and he's got several bookings for this year. So we're excited to have that back.
If people want to learn more about the Sonics line, the engines and the jet and everything in the B models, you have forums going on. Can you share with our listeners when those are?
We do. So on Wednesday, we'll have a 9 a.m. forum that will focus primarily on the B model, and we'll also touch on the all of our other designs. That's really going to be the best place for you to get your questions answered about the B model, especially if you had been looking at it at our unveiling. Or looking at it online before the show. On Thursday at 11 a.m., we have a forum about all of our Aero Conversions products. That would be the Aero V, the Aero V Turbo, the Aero Conversion, or I'm sorry, the Aero Injector, and all of our other accessories like throttle quadrants, brakes, trim systems, and what have you. On Friday at 9 a.m., we have a forum about the Subsonics jet, and we'll be talking about building, owning, and flying the jet, and also we'll have Bob Carlton talking about his experiences flying the jet in professional air show performances around the country. Fantastic opportunity for all those who have been dreaming about a microjet for so many years to finally get a real microjet product that's attainable, that performs as advertised, and it's just a fantastic product.
Terrific.
So if you want to learn more about Sonics aircraft, the B models, the Subsonics jet, the 1X or the Xenos motor glider, be sure to check us out at sonicsaircraft.com or aeroconversions.com to learn about the AeroV, the AeroV Turbo, the Aero Injector, and our accessories.
Well, John, Mark, thank you for the time today. I'm sure looking forward to seeing you down in Florida at the booth. We've got just a little bit of snow going on today in Wisconsin here, so that'll be a whole lot more fun than it is today. For Sun and Fun Radio, this is Larry Overstreet at Sonics Aircraft in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.